Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, Nick, got a spare $4.8 million. Do you?
Golf to check.
All right. Lazy River House on Zillow Gone Wild in Texas. It's actually a Lazy River Ranch, but they got a Lazy River going around that backyard. I know that's what you win the lottery. That's what you're going to spend, right? Yeah. Of course, your Lazy River is going to be in a suburb of Omaha because your wife says there's memories in that
house.
We'd have
to be at the house. We have memories.
Oh, holy cow. That looks amazing.
We don't have memories in this place. It looks nice.
You have great memories in that place, right?
In Texas?
Yeah.
Roanoke, Texas?
I like the little place you can hang out in the middle of the Lazy River.
What was that?
There's like chairs and stuff.
I know, it's like an island in the river, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, there looks like there's a little sunken, like, fire pit table area in there.
Yeah, that's a little going wild. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Why do more people not have lazy rivers?
Because they're expensive to put in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same reason people don't have pools.
And a lazy river, if it's big enough, you're going to need a lot more land, too.
Has a driving range, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you keep scrolling down, it's got its own driving range. You may want to rethink this. Todd,
That's why it's 4.8. I mean, you can find a lazy river house for a hell of a lot less than that, I'm sure. Maybe $1 million, you can put a lazy river in there, depending on what part of the country you're in, though. You know. Where is this outside of Dallas? Is it just a suburb somewhere?
Bourne, Texas, it says. B-O-E-R-N-E.
No idea.
Yeah, I don't know where that's at.
Yeah.
It has a pool, too. I think it would be nice if the pool was connected to the Lazy River.
Oh, it's not connected?
No.
Oh. Did you get out of Lazy River to jump into the pool and vice versa?
There's rocks in between.
All right. Well,
maybe I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
Maybe there's a tunnel. Could be a tunnel.
That is north of San Antonio.
There you go. Could be a tunnel there.
Right. Oh, that's pretty country.
It looks nice.
Yeah, once again, it's Texas, so, but, you know, live in Nebraska, so, yeah.
Well, if you got to live in Texas, that's probably the part of Texas you'd want to live in.
That San Antonio, Austin area, you do hear good things about that part.
Yeah, that's a good point, Puss. You're exactly right.
It's Hill Country.
Zillow Going Wild is fun, man.
Yeah, you know? It's actually kind of pretty. It's Texas Hill Country.
Oh, 72 acres.
This place has exactly what I don't want.
That's what you're paying for, is 72 acres.
It's got neighbors?
Well, I don't want neighbors. Yeah, this place does not have neighbors.
Your place does now have neighbors, by the way. I've been to your house.
I can reach out and touch them. I want to look out my front door and see nobody and look out the back door and see nobody.
I think with 72 acres, you could do that.
Yes.
Stand naked in the garage, smoking a bong.
Whatever.
Why not? Yeah. I mean, the only thing you do now is don't smoke a bong.
Try and stop me. Yeah.
You're still naked in the garage.
5,000 square foot house. You could wander around for days and never see anybody.
That's a big place, right? Well, the key part is you need $4.8 million. So there's a lottery.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Maybe you could talk them down to $250,000.
Here's how you do it. And I love
that your wife still wants to stay in the house. You got a nice little house there, but a nice house, I should say. And you got a nice house for a family. But you're right. You made a bunch more money. You would want to get another house.
Yes.
And I love how she says no.
I read
you're sitting on $10 million somewhere.
A piece of advice from obviously it's old because he's dead now, but Charlie Munger. on how to get rich, and what you need to start
say
is...
Say funny Charlie Munger when you say that, by
yeah, the
way.
Funny Charlie Munger. What you need is a base of $100,000. And it reminded me of the old Steve Martin joke, how to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
First, you get yourself $1 million.
Did Munger say that? The $100,000 in cash laying around somewhere?
Yeah, you have to have to start.
Have you ever seen the
$100,000? Like, that's easy to get.
Have you ever seen the stat of how long it takes most people in the country to be broke within two paychecks? It's like majority of the country.
Yeah, I got to believe that.
To actually be kicked out, you know, not be able to pay mortgage, rent, whatever, 2 weeks' pay. You miss 2 weeks' pay. There's a bunch of people in the country that would just be done. And that, so yeah, shut up. When rich people talk like that out loud, just shut up. I mean, just shut, talk
completely
to your, talk,
out of touch.
Go to a do that at a
a Berkshire Hathaway meeting.
Well, or just do it at some sort of some sort of financial planning meeting with people. You know, people there for want to find out more information. You know, I remember a boss that was paying me like $11,000 a year, and I had a school loan. And I remember my windshield of my car got bashed in at a station event. It wasn't the chick. It was a random thing. another owner of the station, this is back when, you know, single people or groups of guys owned stations, not like corporations now, who actually owned a windshield repair place. All right. So he's an owner of the station, a windshield repair place. So I go to this boss of mine, who's the owner of the, also an owner of the station. He's a GM of the place. And I go,
Safe Flight franchise?
No, Safe Flight franchise. I don't know.
They have a good jingle.
They fixed it, and then they billed me.
Oh, nice.
The owner of the place billed me. And I go, I can't pay it right now because I got a school loan. And my boss goes to me, remember he's paying me $11,000 a year. He goes, why don't you just pay that off? The school loan.
Yes, because many people with the means to pay off bills just don't.
From the day I heard that, I would never tell anybody what to do with their money or how to do anything with their money or just go pay that off. Because if you've ever been in that situation, and most of us have been, you realize that is the most it's just a disingenuous thing to say to anybody. You just don't know what you're talking about when you tell people what to do with their money.
Well, like, why don't you just have money?
Why don't you just have money? Why don't you just have a car? Why don't you just do that? Yeah, yeah. No. Shut the hell up. A base of $100,000. But you should buy that house, though, Dick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, the number I'm getting here is 70, according to payroll.org.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
78% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
Yeah?
And they miss, and I think it's like you miss four paychecks, something like that, you could be homeless. You know, it's that bad. Yeah.
Well,
and but by the way, it's been that bad forever. Don't start yelling in the car, Biden, you dumbasses.
Four seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's been that way since trickle down didn't work in the 80s. All right. That's probably where that started. And you can thank Reagan for that. Hey, the live show is up. It finally is. It takes a while to post because of, you know, technology and all that kind of stuff. But it's actually up everywhere now, including the Todd and Tyler app. You get a lot of comments on the live show. Do you get any of them laying there? I like someone. Oh, somebody called Puss Innocent. Well, you know, I remember years ago, Todd and I did, we were somewhere live and dropping F-bombs on stage, just having a good time somewhere. This is a long time ago. And some guy said, it's weird hearing you guys swear, which I thought was hilarious. And the first time we ever did a off-the-air podcast, when podcasts came around, we We did the same thing. We sweared on that. And it's so weird hearing you guys swear.
Yeah,
You don't know us in person, obviously.
Dane emailed, want to start by saying, I like the stand-up. Everybody did great. Wish I could have made it. Todd was noticeably buzzed, but my favorite part was hearing the innocent puss cursing. Also, Jim sucks. Dane, you don't know me that well, bro.
No.
You need to talk to me off the air a little bit.
It was a good night. So, yeah, check out the podcast and postal. It's posted all the stuff now.
Yeah, it's out there. Go grab it. Platforms. Check it out.
Yeah, the only people that say that are people who have never met us.
Yeah.
It's weird to hear you guys swear.
Right, exactly.
People that know us think it's weird when we don't.
Yeah, that's a good point, Puss. Right.
I still don't know how all of us just kicks in that filter.
Been doing it
as soon as this microphone is in front of my face, for some reason I just don't.
And even then we slip up sometimes, but it's very rare.
Todd edits out the wrong half of a word here and there.
It happens.
Yeah, he edited out bull. He said the other one years ago.
Twice. Twice.
He goes, that's some yes. That was a wired something you bring to death.
Yeah, just skip the wrong part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The synapses jump to the next part.
Well, I guess I'm going to say it again, but, I'll trust Puss on this one. Chris Porter and Zach Myers from Shinedown are going to phone today.
Was there communication yesterday?
Yes. There was miscommunication about who was calling who.
This is also kind of Puss's fault in this one.
Yeah, he thought I was calling him. I thought he was calling me. We both were miscommunicating there. So, he has
an alarm. What was it?
What's that?
Oh, okay. So both of you are kind of wrong. Neither one knew. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're not on the same page.
No, we were not.
So today that's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, no. He's got an alarm set. I've got a note made here to call him,
Well, I know what's going to happen today for sure is you're going to call him.
Yeah, I'm going to call
him. Whether he answers the phone is, we'll see if that happens.
What about Zach Myers?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, they're sleeping together. Are they together?
The tour has started. It's this week.
Right.
So they're somewhere along the way.
They seem like a two hotel room duo.
Yeah.
Oh, I would think so.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a grown man, you should do that sometimes. Yeah.
Unless you're trying to save money.
People do that too.
Porter and Zach Myers need to save $70.
Even my buddy Brian and I put separate hotel rooms. We went to St. Louis there last year for that Metallica show.
Well, you stayed in the S hole too.
Oh, it was definitely an S hole. I wish we would have gone to a nice hotel and just split a room, but ship had already sailed by the time we checked in. Yeah.
No, split the room's okay.
Would you go to the cheaper one and bring your drill?
You got to see your buddy's wiener though once in a while, accidentally.
Is it even a trip?
Do you?
Somebody's going to see something. Somebody's going to get out of the shower
for
a split second. Well, you walk out of the shower with a towel on. You got to come out and put your underwear on. There's wieners to be seen.
Check out the helicopter.
You sound so excited. There's wieners to be seen.
I've actually never stayed in a hotel room with somebody I really didn't know well. I went on golf trips, and whoever's in my hotel room is either my dad or one of my best friends. So you're right. I don't think I've ever done that. I'm sure a lot of people do, though. Business trips.
Really?
Yeah, they have to. They put them up like that.
It does suck. It's worth it just to get your own room with the snoring and the farting and all of it.
Oh, I know. It's brutal.
And sometimes I just like to lay there and not do anything.
Right? The sex.
And somebody else is in there like, hey, you want it? I'm like, no, I just want to sit here.
Well, once again, it better be one of your best friends. Or somebody you actually get along with,
Hey, what do you think? You can ignore a text for a little bit.
But I bet you a lot of comics have stayed with guys they really don't know that well in comedy condos all across the country.
All the time.
I've done that. It's been a while.
At least there's separate bedrooms.
The condos are separate bedrooms usually.
At least you
right.
have a private space.
Yeah, they're not bunking it with an aunt, right?
No, I think there was a period for, that Sunday afternoon when we were waiting for that second show, I think we sat in our separate hotel rooms on the other side of walls from each other, both watching football on a Sunday afternoon alone.
Well, you've been together so long.
Yeah,
right?
we'd been together since Friday morning, and by Sunday afternoon, we were just
break from each other, right?
Yeah, he's just like, I'm going to go take a nap or something.
Was that a shame thing?
Yeah, you can't do that if you're in the same room.
Exactly. At least you could go your separate ways.
Was it because you didn't want to look at each other because something happened? That's probably what it was.
Was your butt sore?
Yeah, you kissed.
We were just sick of looking at each other for a while.
During a romantic Metallica song, you guys turned to each other and kissed.
Nothing else matters.
All the romantic. Nothing else matters. Made you get all hot and bothered.
Did I say that too quickly?
You did. Tyler Walsh in the studio. Nick's doing some comedy this weekend, right? Where you at, Nick?
Yes, Friday night I'll be in Council Bluffs at Maggie Mays.
Some train counseling coming up, too. Lick My Dove Nuggets checked in.
Oh, yeah.
That was a Deadpool name I wanted to read on at the live show. Not that it was dirty or not. He just didn't get any hits.
Oh, and more answers from our escort.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. A bunch of questions yesterday, right?
We keep throwing out questions. She keeps giving us answers.
Live show is up on all the podcast platforms, including ours. Live show from Friday night at the Admiral. Yeah. And Puss swears, so be careful.
Noticeably buzzed.
Innocent Puss.
Noticeably buzzed.
Just noticeably buzzed.
I had people checking in, like, and they were playing a game of trying to figure out when Todd started to tip over the edge.
Wasn't it the second podcast?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I thought he was fine the first podcast.
I noticed when we sat down for the first one, I thought you'd been taking shots while Gary and I were up there doing art sets. Like, man.
The first one? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't notice that. I noticed the second
one. And he got drunker as the night went on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Unless you stop drinking, that's how it works.
That's every night.
All right, come on back. Nick needs a lazy river. Please listen.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.